This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks. Todd Kunin is out shooting a commercial, and we are so happy to have Cal Hunter back. He was under the weather and was unable to be our producer. And I'm telling you, we go back and listen to the podcast from the week that Cal was not here, and I am not kidding. What a cluster. It does not sound good. Cal makes things sound good.
Sometimes.
He's back at it. His fingers are a little not as nimble as they used to be, but we're having a good time, and we're doing some great things. This hour, I just had to bring, it's not appropriate, but I have to bring it up. Cal, I got to do it.
Okay,
I've got to talk about it. Was it last week or the week before, we talked about the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. 10th Circuit Court of Appeals covers Oklahoma, Colorado, Kansas, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming. They just upheld a woman's group allowing people... That is women especially, but men too. It shouldn't be discriminated against to go topless, and they're allowed to go topless now. And this is actually just been a whirlwind of what's going on. But the Oklahoma Attorney General's office is saying, wait a minute, because these women apparently there's women ready to start bearing it all. They're saying, well, it doesn't apply in this to the states. You know, this is comes down to is it a state argument, a state or a federal fight. But all I got to say is we did miss Taco on August 17th. There was Topless Taco Festival in Portland.
Oregon.
Yeah, Portland, Oregon. And we missed
my
it.
My home state.
Yeah.
What is wrong with us, Fred?
I don't know. Wait, where were we?
You Topless were... Taco Tuesday?
Well, that's what I... Here's the deal. Cal, I know you claim you were under the weather and Todd was shooting a commercial. I believe that's where you guys were in Portland. You
Maybe.
And Todd were at the Topless Taco Festival of Portland, August 17th.
Just don't subpoena my phone.
Okay.
And you know what's going to happen on the fifth Saturday of every month?
What?
Topless fifth Saturday? No, what?
No, Topless Radio Law Talk.
Oh, now you're talking. Okay.
Todd and I are going to look really good.
We'll stream it live.
All I got to say is when I go swimming, for the people out there, I put one of those little shirt things on that are the, what do you call the shirts that are the
white
skin
beater
tight,
shirt?
No, white beater
well, you
shirt.
Know the kind I mean.
You don't know the tight, the skin.
The
skin,
spandex, something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, whatever they do for, they
the,
call
it. The sun that keeps the
yeah,
sun
it
away.
Yeah, keeps the sun away. I do want to give her, so those of you who ever go swimming with me, don't worry, you're not going to be, I was worried about scaring children, you know. I think they'll be, if children saw me with my shirt off, it would be probably scarred for life. So I try to wear something over.
That's very
the
wise.
But,
I'm the same way. Yeah.
So no, we will not do that on the fifth. But that's okay, Denise. If you want, actually next week I'm going to be gone. Denise and Todd will be here, and we have a special guest next
we do.
Saturday.
We do.
Who is it?
Her name is Maria Vatis. And I think that's how it's pronounced, Vathis, maybe. And she is the president of the Federal Bar Association.
Now, this is a big deal.
Yeah, this is good. We're going to have a lot of questions for her and have a lot of fun learning about her organization and about the things that she does as a federal attorney.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we're going to have her on, but I won't be here. So you guys can do, if you want to do your... topless thing. We're not in the 10th Circuit, so you can't do that. We've got to wait for the 9th. The 9th Circuit the Court of Appeals has got to take care of that. So we're going to talk today about, we're going to do a case or no case. We're going to talk about Harvard, whether or not Harvard and other schools are discriminating against students. We got Meghan Markle is suing a tabloid. Denise, you wanted to talk about another divorce that was interesting. What was
it? Well, it's not a divorce. It's an annulment.
Annulment, that's right. And you want to talk about a difference between annulments and divorces?
Yes.
There's a lot of things. There's the opioid epidemic. Lawsuits are settling. Las Vegas shooting case settlements. And we have to talk about e-cigarettes. So what we do the third hour, just so you know, we kind of do like speed dating. You know when you have heard of those speed datings where you like blast through stuff? We're going to try to blast through all of this stuff as quick as we can. But one final thing we want to say that we just have to go through, the College admissions scandal that we've talked about many times. Well, there is an individual that's a Napa winemaker, wealthy individual, just got he just got 5 months in jail for doing the college admissions scandal. He was one of the many of them that have just said they
fled. And that's one of the longer terms,
yes,
too.
Yes.
What's interesting is this story has a lot of legs, doesn't it? I mean, it looks like it never ends. It just keeps going and going and going. It's the ever-ready bunny of news.
Well,
because it's in different federal courts. Right. I mean, you're looking at a lot of different judges. You're looking at a lot of different pleas. You're looking at distinguishing, the prosecutors distinguishing the bad from the good, you know. It's an interesting.
And let me tell you what's spinning off from that, too. And I don't necessarily say it's 100% related to that, but spinning off is the NCAA rules of getting players to be paid in the NCAA, you know, basketball, football players, you know, whatever, and with endorsements.
Which and most professional athletes seem to be in favor of, surprisingly to me.
And didn't LeBron James came out and said, well, of course, you know, why not? And to some degree, I'm telling you, my general opinion is, I don't think that's off base. I don't know if that's the exact fix, but I'm telling you, those of you who are not in this sports arena who haven't been a lawyer, and I've done some lawyering in the sports arena, those young men and young women that that are for these big colleges, especially the big colleges, they're starving to death. I'm like, oh, no, they're not. Yet they are barely making it, and yet they're making millions, hundreds of millions for their college, and yet they can't even basically afford to get a ride somewhere.
Can't
you know?
Sign an autograph without getting in trouble and getting paid for it.
I mean, I think there's got
to
be a balance.
When is it going to extend to the Olympians? When is it going to extend to our professional teams?
Well, the Olympians do it now. The Olympians do it with endorsements now. That's how they get their money, is by sponsorships and endorsements.
No, they don't.
Oh, but they do.
Their group gets it.
That's what I'm saying.
But not the actual individuals.
Oh, that's a good point. Right.
That's what I'm trying to say. You know, it's good. When do we extend it to all these other things? Here we have these people that give up their lives to be Olympians for us, and they don't get to recoup on their benefit of their own image. They cannot, in fact. They have to be non-professional.
Later they can. They can later. Yeah, later they can.
But they're putting so much, and they don't get paid much.
Look at Michael Phelps sure got paid a lot when he did the Visa commercials, right? He was able to do Visa commercials. True? Yeah, remember he did Visa commercials and made millions.
But that was after he won the Olympics.
That was before the Olympics, so I don't know the law on that. Oh. But the interesting thing is they do use their Olympic stuff in order to, and the Visa commercials were running during the Olympics. So I don't know exactly the law on that, Denise, but I think it's yes and no, you know, but whoever knows the law.
It depends.
I don't know the law on that.
That's a good answer for a lawyer.
But we're going to talk about that, and then e-cigarette lawsuits. Oh my gosh, you know, New York has put a ban on e-cigarettes, and the New York courts have stepped in, so. Anyway, but really quickly.
And these e-cigarettes are the ones that everybody's calling, that people are dying from, right?
Yes, and really it's, they're saying the issue is it's going to children. Because they're doing bubble gum.
Marketing
for bubble gum and stuff like that. And so they're saying that's what's harming our children and what's going on. So we're going to talk about that.
It's young people that are dying. The older people. It's younger people that are having extensive heart disease and dying from these things.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we're going to talk about that because we're coming up on a break. But we've got so much. And then we do our quick takes at the very end. Quick takes will allow us to say the latest and greatest. Cal, we about ready to go on out?
Yes, we have a caller that we'll take a call from here when we come back in just a little bit. But in the meantime, we want to tell you there's more Radio Law Talk coming right up here on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. Stay with us, please.
All advertising. advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to ProLawFirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to ProLawFirms.com. That's ProLawFirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest pod.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Any promo was for entertainment purposes only, and if you want true legal...
Where's Todd? Is this real life?
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Okay, Cal, we're talking about the NCAA issue of whether or not athletes should get paid, at least for California, that passed a law that said... In fact, Gavin just signed it, I believe, last week or the week before, that says that they can use their likeness and get sponsorship money, and how that will be affected. We've got Joshua on the line. Joshua, thanks for calling in.
Hey, yeah.
Give us your opinion. Tell us. What do you think?
I think the original thought was, why is, I apologize, it's getting feedback. I apologize. Is this better?
Yes.
I was just thinking that the original thought for the colleges was, let's not compromise their education. So the whole thing about sponsorship or money paid to the athletes was to build their education more important than their sports activities.
You mean so they wouldn't have to be out hustling up bucks instead of going to class? Is that what you're saying, Josh?
Correct.
Hey, Josh, I got a question for you. So this, don't forget, this NCAA rule has been in effect for, you know, tens and, I don't know, 30, 50, 60 years, I don't know, for so long.
Yeah.
I think if you look at how things have changed, I'm going to jump on the other side, it's dramatically changed. I say in the 1960s, Ohio State was not making $170 million on their football program, you know. And I don't think that, and by the way, my daughter was a Division I athlete. My daughter is a phenomenal swimmer, by the way, and swam at a Division I top college. And what I saw in this gal of mine, my daughter, is, you know, luckily, you know, without telling the whole world, you know, we're not hurting financially, but some kids are starving. They're starving to death, and they're working. It's like a full-time job. Now, ignore swimming, because they're clearly not going to make a bunch of money. But an Ohio State running back that is one of the top running backs in the country that is bringing all this money. I'm just using Ohio State as an example, because I'm not picking on anyone. That's bringing in $179 million approximately to the university, and he gets nothing. And basically, here's your education. Now, here's why I'm going to jump on. This is the issue. Statistically, and I don't have it in front of me, but it's about 1% of the college football players make the NFL. So he beats himself to death. He's got knee surgeries, shoulder surgeries, and you know what? And he washes out his senior year because he has a life, an injury that ends it for life. And what does he have? Yeah, you're right, Josh. He's got an education from Ohio State. Wonderful. Is that worth what he brought to Ohio State over the last 4 years of $190 million approximately per year? I'm just.
Well, I can't argue with that. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't argue with what you just said, but I agree with everything you said. I was just saying that the reason why the rules that they put in the original for 50 years was because they did not want the kids to sacrifice their education for something else.
And I agree with you. I agree with you on that.
And I absolutely agree. You know, they lie and cheat and everything else, and they give it to their kid, their brothers or their parents or something else, or they figure out a ways to jump around the thing, and that's okay.
Yeah.
No, it's not okay. I apologize.
It's not okay to break the law, you're saying, but it's okay that they should get something. And I think what you're trying to say, Joshua, is we need a balance. I don't think it needs to be extreme, what Gavin Newsom, what he signed. I don't know if that's too extreme, but I think you and I are agreeing, and probably Denise does, it's got to change some. It needs to change at least a little bit, you know. Something needs to change.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
I'm just trying to say is that if you stick with and take care of the kids for their education, Or if you're going to cheat and you're going to do those things, then let's just adjust to the times of this law and where we're the citizens of this century.
Yeah, you're right, Joshua. Right on. Hey, thanks for calling in, Joshua. I appreciate you calling. You made an awesome point, and I agree with you 100%. Denise.
Well, I think that the schools should profit from the schools' outfits, you know, their uniforms and all that stuff related to the school. And I think that the players should be able to profit a little bit from endorsement deals for themselves, and that would keep them able to continue with school. I do think schools should be the focus. Education should be the focus, not just the professional career that may come or may not. So I think there's a good compromise.
So here's another compromise I've always thought about. So what happens, again, we're back to Ohio State star running back, and compared to a person at Toledo that is an offensive lineman, he's not going to get any sponsorship money. That's not going to happen. But so in other words, say the Ohio State running back, maybe that individual sponsorship, he gets 75% of it, and the other 25% goes in a pool that goes to all universities nationwide, and they divide that up to help all the other athletes.
Okay, but what about high school athletes? What about a LeBron James-style athlete that everybody knows is going pro all of a sudden? What about a guy in high school that you know could get endorsements? He could have gotten them if he wanted to.
Slippery slope. You're right, Cal. Where does it end?
That's
it's not going to grammar school. I mean, nowadays, right. I'm serious. Some basketball players, yep. They're watching them in eighth grade and seeing what's going on. So, anyway, this is interesting. When we come back from the break, we're going to do our case or no case, and then we're going to do a speed date. I mean, a speed law.
A speed divorce.
And we're going to talk about annulments and divorces, the difference. And we're going to go as fast as we can through this because then we have quick takes at the end. So we really only have a half hour to get through this. But remember, we're going to talk about Harvard. Are they discriminating against students? What do you guys think? Because you know as well as I do, colleges are discriminatory. To some degree, they have to be. And Meghan Markle, this is interesting. Opioid, we're going to talk about that in the Las Vegas shootings. It's just a quick settlement. We'll talk about that. But I want to get into e-cigarette lawsuits, the latest on that against New York and Governor Cuomo, right? What was the name of his house? He's getting the divorce. What's the name of his house?
Lily Pond.
The Lily Pond. Governor Cuomo and his Lily Pond. Look up Lily Pond House, Governor Cuomo. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to look it up during the break. We'll be back. Cal, thanks for being here with us.
All right, folks. Thanks for turning on Radio Law Talk. There's much more ahead. You can join us on telephone if you'd like. We would certainly welcome your thoughts. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem?
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said that the U.S. economy is facing some risks at the moment, but overall it's in a good place, and the Fed's main job is to keep it there as long as possible. Powell noted that unemployment is half a century low and inflation is running close to the Fed's 2% target. While Fed officials believe they have the correct strategy and tools to extend the current record long expansion, it's important to examine whether any changes could improve the Fed's handling of the economy. Security forces continue to open fire directly at hundreds of anti-government demonstrators in central Baghdad, killing at least 10 and injuring dozens of others hours after Iraq's top Shiite cleric warned both sides to end 4 days of violence before it's too late. The death toll has raised to 53 people killed in the clashes during the continuing protests and marked a sharp escalation in the use of force against unarmed protesters. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers. Veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
That is Armadillo. Stop whining.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
I think the whole show is anecdotal. Hey, you know what? Let's get to case or no case right away. That's what people want. They don't want to hear all this other stuff. Roll it, Cal.
Here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay! Now a case or no case about the origin of things. Way back in the day when Cal was just a child, and this was way back before Fred was a child.
Whoa, that's a long time ago.
There was a cartoon called Popeye the Sailor Man.
Oh, I know Popeye.
Popeye?
I love Popeye
the Sailor.
Robin
Williams later starred in a terrible movie by the same name.
Yes,
the principal characters, of course, Popeye the Sailor Man, Olive Oil, his goyle, Pluto, Popeye's archenemy, and Wimpy, a hamburger-munching...
love Wimpy.
Yes, so shall we say was a little soft. In the spirit of merchandising, and because he ate hamburgers in the comic strip and the cartoon, Wimpy evolved into insults. For example, you're a wimp, or you're behaving, that's a wimpy thing to do. Then came the Wimpy's hamburger chain, followed very quickly on the heels by Dave Thomas's Wendy's hamburger chain, which was much more successful. The founder of Wimpy's said Wendy's sounded way too much like Wimpy's. They violated copyright and identity laws with the name, so they sought legal counsel. And I ask you, what do you think? Would somebody mistake Wendy's for Wimpy's? The colors were very similar when they came out and everything.
Cal, can I go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I want you while I'm talking to cue up Popeye the Sailor Man's song.
Okay.
Because Popeye, those of you millennials listen, the reason he was strong is to get the kids to eat their what did he?
Spinach.
Spinach. He ate his spinach and it made him strong. And that's what was to get the kids strong because they wanted him to eat their spinach. And I hate spinach. But anyway, I love Popeye the Sailor Man. So Wimpy, the reason I like Wimpy is I'm still on a diet and I haven't had a hamburger in probably 2 months. And I really... Yeah, here it is.
I'm going to save the man.
That's it.
I'm strong to the finish because I eat me spinach.
That's the good old days, Cal. Those are the good old days,
I know,
the
right?
Cartoons, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so the answer is, did Wimpy sue Wendy saying that they stole his copyright of Wimpy's Hamburgers? There was actually a Wimpy's Hamburgers at one time,
yeah,
huh?
It was a chain, yes.
Yeah, and it actually clearly didn't do well. I'm the answer. Answer is yes, it's a case. No, they did not win due to the fact that Wendy's is not similar in trademark. And even though they're both hamburgers, there's so many things that you could say that are a little different about your hamburger or that hamburger or about your name and their name.
A lot of subtleties.
A lot of subtleties. There's so many different things. It's going to be difficult under copyright law because we don't have a lot of time. I'm zipping through this.
Denise, what say you? Wendy's versus Wimpy's, case or no case?
I'm 0-3 or whatever I am now.
Yeah.
I would just have to say I go with Fred because that's what it feels like. Wimpy's case, and that Wimpy's loses.
Tweet us at Radio Law Talk if you want to talk about Wimpy's.
Such a sad day today. I wish I could get points for skunking you because it was no case. I made the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh. Cal got us. Wimpy's. Is there real? Is there such a thing as Wimpy's
Hamburger? Wimpy's Hamburger Chain. Yeah.
I want to look up Wimpy's Hamburger Chain because I don't believe you, but I want to see what it was like, and that's that it never made it.
Well, that, friends, is case or no case.
Thank you. All right, here we go. Ready for speed law? Ready for speed law, Cal?
Let's do this.
Harvard does not discriminate against Asian Americans, according to the latest judge in the federal court. By the way, this is the lower courts of the federal court. So guess what? That means it's going to go up on appeal. What happened is, long story short, is an Asian American student group argued that Harvard favored blacks and Hispanic applications over anyone that's Oriental, and their racial quotas were basically against Oriental individuals, or they call them Asian Americans, and I don't know what the proper term is. I'm going to call Asian Americans applicants because of the scores, which they did show that there's statistically the Asian American students are scoring much higher than in general, you know, than the African Americans
as a group.
Hispanic.
So we're talking about groups,
as
not individuals.
Group, right. As a group.
Well, doesn't this arise out of affirmative action?
Yes, it does.
It does, right?
It does.
Okay, so that's, I think the court previously said, it's constitutional to consider race as part of this application process,
right,
because of affirmative action.
Well, and it's just one of the many things that they are to look at, and that's kind of what the court said. And basically the courts, I think this one, though, the way it was laid out is edgy as to whether or not statistically the Asian Americans are being discriminated against at Harvard or Yale, and apparently there's a lot of people watching this, a lot of other schools worried about it. But as Denise and I discussed, it is clearly prejudicial the way they choose. I mean, they have to be to some degree because they, you know, they can't just look at scores. And you think about it, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, just because, how do I back up and say this without being politically incorrect? But I've always been an average student. I through college, through law school, I'm not dumb, don't get me wrong, I do well, I went to a difficult college, but like my law school, I graduated dead middle of that class, and just because these top law students, Denise, I've turned out and done just as good or not better than them as a host, as a law practice. You know, I feel I was a good trial lawyer, that I know how to talk to people because I'm a little more down to earth. Yes, I'm down to earth. And just because you have good book smarts does not necessarily mean that you're going to be a good overall student for Harvard. So that's kind of what the judge insinuated, I'm going to say. Didn't say it that way, but insinuated that's not everything you look at.
Yeah. Yeah, and not everything was based upon race either. They were looking at where people were coming from, like different localities. They were looking at different economic status. They were looking at, by far, Harvard has the opinion that they need diversity in economics. They need diversity in culture.
Geography.
They need diversity in geography. They need diversity in big cities versus smaller rural areas. So they're looking at all these other things, not just on race. And even though, and what was interesting about it was that actually the statistics held up that they were more Asian Americans admitted to Harvard
per capita
than any other race. So the argument that they had that they were being racially discriminated against, I felt...
Didn't
fell,
hold any water.
Yeah, it fell.
Well, I'm
the
pulling
wayside.
For the kid in Idaho from the town of 600. That's the guy I'm pulling for.
No, they do, and I think that's smart. They should do that for the rural, person. That here's the other thing that's interesting. They found, and I'm glad the judge said this. The judge said this process at Harvard is not perfect, and they do make mistakes. And in her opinion, there's some things they're not doing quite right. But despite, quote, this is despite the imperfection, she said the court's not going to tear down a very fine admission program that passes constitutional muster solely because it could do better. Because she's saying it can do better, and it's doing some stuff not quite right, but it still passes the constitutional muster. So
who can't do better?
That's exactly right. So there we go. We can go on and on, but that's going to come up because they're saying they're appealing, and that's coming down the pike. Now let's talk about Meghan Markle. Denise, you kind of a little bit on this. You know what's going on. She is suing the tabloids for the letter that they apparently got a hold of that she wrote her father after the wedding because her father wasn't supposedly not invited or didn't come to the wedding.
Yeah, her phone was hacked, and they took and they published this private letter. She had every reason to believe that she had the right of privacy as to this letter. And then they went and they published parts of it to make it a story out of it that was different than the actual story of the letter. And right now, Prince Harry now has also filed his own suit against tabloids because he is saying that these tabloids are they're violating her right of privacy, first and foremost. They're hacking into her phone, which is a violation of the public data.
Yeah, 2018, I can't remember what act it is, a 2018 Public Something Act, I don't know.
What they do is they find guys that they go through...
Data Protection Act.
They go through passwords and try to punch in passwords and get into the voicemails, what they're the best at doing.
Yes.
Some of the ways I like
yes.
to do that.
That's why I never leave those scandally stated voicemails.
And the British tabloids are...
They're unrelenting.
Relentless.
Oh, my goodness.
It is the worst thing that you could possibly think of.
And Harry's... And Harry says what?
They got to the point where they've started bullying Meghan. And so Harry said, forget it. We have to now sue and stop this environmental bullying
right.
that's happened. Look what happened to my mom.
That's right.
This can happen again, and I'm not going to let it happen to my wife.
Good for him.
And you know, guess what? Between you and I and the fence post...
Who cares about
Prince Harry and Mark?
Yeah.
I don't even know her name. Markle. Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle.
Why do people care? Are they that bored, Cal?
Yes, in England they're that bored. I mean, what else should they have to do there, really?
Well, I'm going to start ours, and it's going to be Fred.
I think we should be on the BBC. We should reach out and see if we can get on there.
Prince Frederick.
Okay.
Yes, Prince Frederick. All right, we'll be back. We're going to finish this segment out talking about some other lawsuits.
His Royal Highness Prince Frederick will return
yes.
momentarily right here. No
yes.
No way.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to Radio Law Talk.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So if you've been listening to the news lately, New York, there's issues with this vaping. The vaping industry, they're worried about children more than anything because, believe it or not, vaping, there's arguments back or forth how good it is or bad it is for you, but they're getting these flavors called bubblegum, cotton candy, and there's worries, and kids are dying, and people are dying from it. And
19 deaths so far across the country.
Yeah, these are e-cigarettes, so these are tobacco products.
Right. But I'm saying they're worried about them getting hooked because the kids want to do bubblegum and cotton candy. So, New York Governor Cuomo came out, and by the way, Lily Pad House is where he used to live, called the Lily Pad House. Look it up. Governor Cuomo put an emergency executive action on that banned all flavored vaping products with the exception of menthol. In other words, real, you know, menthol. And so the Vaping Association, whatever it is, sued, and the court, which I agree with, because they upheld the rights for them to continue to sell, because as of next week sometime, it goes into effect that they cannot sell them anymore. So it's not a win yet. All they did is put it basically put it neutral, let them go ahead. They're still going to be able to sell the vaping products, but until the courts are able to go through and determine whether or not this temporary injunction or this injunction is proper. So the judge ruling on the temporary injunction basically says, no, you're enjoying New York. You cannot stop them from selling these products. And
it was done by the governor's executive order, yeah, by the way.
Right.
That's how he decided that he was going to ban the use of those products and the selling of those products.
And by the way, ironically, the real dangerous product, cigarettes, are still legal.
Yeah, you know, and cigarettes and the marijuana, and then you get into. We always want to argue both sides. So I kept saying to myself, well, what's the difference between that and alcohol? What's the difference between that and this and that? But the difference is that I think their argument is they're not selling bubblegum alcohol to kids. You know, it's not. They're doing stuff that is attracting kids to vape. And that's the issue, is doing bubblegum, doing cotton candy, doing stuff like that where, you know, again, you can argue both sides of that.
Well, I think that beer commercials are aimed directly at teenage males. Many of them are.
I can't disagree.
That could be, but, you know, we do have the law that they can't drink before 18.
Right, but I'm just saying, we don't
have 21.
What's the rule law on vaping? They can't vape before they're 18.
18.
So it's the same law, but it's the same argument.
And now in Kansas comes the story of some kids actually swallowing these vaping cartridges and getting a full dose of that nicotine oil. You know, well, they did it with the Tide Pods. Why not? You know, teenage judgment gene, but swallowing these vaping cartridges,
teenage judgment gene,
you know, so they can get a full hit of the nicotine.
Well, that's disgusting, but 18 people have already died, and they're young people in the United States, and there's over 1,000 cases of vaping-related illnesses. They do not know what's causing it. What is going on with our FDA?
Well, it's the oil.
You know?
It's the oil in the knockoff brands of the marijuana, the THC stuff, right? Isn't that one of the things they've come out with? That some of the oil is attaching to the interior lining of the lungs.
Yeah, but these are tobacco products. These are not. This is related just to tobacco, not THC.
No, don't forget though. They're banning only the flavored e-cigarettes.
Yes.
They're not banning the others e-cigarettes. It's the ones that basically the adults are using, because I think they're worried about the flavored ones. The kids are getting a hold of and like it and are using. I think that is the issue.
It's getting kids addicted to nicotine early.
Right.
The tobacco companies would never do that.
No.
Okay.
There's no precedent for that.
No.
And then claim that it's not dangerous to your health.
No.
But I think Cal's got a great argument that where does that stop? Because look at alcohol. I agree, Cal. They're clearly, you know, advertising toward the male, young male. I mean, even probably the young female to some degree in some areas. But so does a lot of things. Is that going to happen with marijuana now, even though you have to be a certain age? Are they going to start advertising marijuana stuff?
Well, theoretically, there's a ban on marketing toward underage, just like there is in vaping products and cigarettes.
Right.
But guess what? They find a way to do it anyway, don't they?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, but it's interesting. So there, we're going to follow this lawsuit. This is actually, the lawsuit's not over. It just basically, the court just said, hey, look, we're going to wait a little bit. You're not going to automatically put a ban on it, even if it's an executive order within the state. What a sad tale, the victims of Las Vegas massacre. You, as well as I do, know that this is all a sad tale. The interesting thing to me about this as a plaintiff's lawyer is how to hold, you know, MGM and these hotels liable. And believe me, this is an hour and a half, 2 hour show to discuss possibilities of how, and I know the reasons, but the point is actually even the plaintiff's lawyers are commending MGM, and saying that they're stepping up as a good corporate citizens. These are the plaintiff's lawyers saying that. And they've put a settlement out for $735 to $800 million. That's a lot
for all
of
the
money.
Victims and their families. But remember, Fred, who filed the lawsuit? It was MGM that filed the lawsuit to get in advance of all the plaintiffs' claims, sued all of the victims themselves, because they felt like they had insurance under the
anti-terrorism law.
There you go, anti-terrorism law.
That's
and
right.
They had the right kind of security that was there, that was trained in that special type of an event. And so they would have immunity. So that's why the plaintiff's lawyers are saying, good job, stepping up, MGM.
Because we're getting paid.
Well, they're getting paid, but more importantly, their clients are going to get damages for what happened, even though potentially MGM would not have been found
liable. I still don't see how they could be.
I can get into the details about that act, the terrorism act. It would be difficult, I think, to win that case, but there's ways around it. Believe me, there's loopholes. Not just loopholes, but there's exceptions. And that's too long of a discussion. But what's interesting here, I didn't know, but my understanding is, I thought, wow, MGM's getting hit. That was insurance covered the whole thing, almost the whole thing. How do you get $800 million of insurance? But they said it has insurance coverage. The coverage total, $751 million, is what the coverage MGM had in insurance. What are those premiums, I want to know, Cal? Let's see. You've got to pay the premiums this month. $18 million is this month's premium.
And I want to know who's going to sell to them again, just like people in Northern California who live in a fire zone. Who's going to sell them insurance again?
Well, anyway, so that thing may be wrapping up, and maybe it's good for the community that it wraps up. And anyway, and when you've got the plaintiff's lawyer saying, you know, applauding the defendants, that's something that's interesting. So we also got something about the opioid issue. So the opioid, that is such a huge thing going on right now with these opioid cases and the different companies that make it. Did you know that Johnson & Johnson only makes about 1% of the opioids, and yet they're being sued? Don't forget, they're the deepest pocket. But they just agreed to pay $20 million to two Ohio counties. Now, $20 million in two counties in Ohio is all that. Now, don't forget, and the people can agree to it, or they can go sue on their own. So they can still face more. There's more than 2,000 other lawsuits related to this going against Johnson & Johnson. But $20.4 million is the first one in two counties. Boy, talk about a lot of other counties and where this thing's going to end. But don't forget, those of you who are following this, they've been hit with some massive... have they got hit with any verdicts yet?
No, what came down is there was a judgment against New Brunswick,
yes,
which was the New Jersey healthcare based conglomerate, and
$572 million. That's why they got hit with $572 million. And then what Johnson's worried,
like, hey, let's just take control of this now.
All right, yes. Denise, do you have your quick takes ready? And Fred, do you have yours?
I do. I wanted to just talk quickly about Nicolas Cage's annulment.
2 seconds. We don't have time.
We don't have time.
Let's go to quick take. This, those of you who are first listening, we're going to tell you a quick take on some of the topics we talked about today. Go ahead, Denise.
All right. Don't play the lottery if you're getting a divorce. You may have to share your winnings with your soon-to-be ex-spouse.
Unless you are going to one of those states that you could say you had an affair and you're going to get sued for that. Hey, mine's about Jay-Z. Hey, the Jay-Z lawsuit, if you're sick, Jay-Z, of the other lawyers taking your deposition on the video, why don't you just go ahead and wrap your answers? Just wrap them. Hey, I don't know the answer to that. Wrap it on.
Might be worth some money sometime.
I don't know. Well, thanks for joining us at Radio Law Talk. Denise and I had some fun. You'll be Todd and Denise and Cal next week. Thank you for listening to us. Tell your friends about it. Go to www.radiolawtalk.com. See you next week.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.